Orlando leaned upon his axe.
It's no use, Matthias. The poor old fellow is frightened out of his wits. Leave him there with that sack and the food. Perhaps he might come round later and talk to us.
Jess Squiddle shook her tail.
I wonder what caused him to be like this. It must be something pretty awful to make a creature behave so. Look, Matthias, he's getting up.
The old rabbit rose slowly, walking towards Matthias. He stroked the sack that was draped about him, as if it was some kind of comforting robe. Halting in front of the warrior mouse, the ancient one untied a woven grass binder from his paw. A piece of stone dangled from it. Without a word, he pressed the object into Matthias's paws and wandered off into the night, clutching the sack about him like a cloak. Logalog and Jabez intercepted him, but Matthias motioned them away.
Let him go, poor creature. He seems to be very fond of that sack. Maybe he gave me this in exchange for it.
Basil inspected the stone hanging from its grass bracelet.
Funny-looking doodah. What do you suppose it is?
I've no idea. It looks like the model of a small stone mouse. Probably some kind of ornament that he wished to give us in exchange for our hospitality.
The warrior mouse looped it about his sword belt and sat down to finish the evening meal with his friends. The half-moon gleamed fitfully down on the scene at the foot of the tall rocks. The summer night was warm, but eerie and silent. Jube whimpered in his sleep, and Tess stroked his head until he fell silent. Orma stared up at the strange, gloomy rocks, rising like twin sentinels in the darkness.
I don't like it here,
she said, shuddering.
All my life I lived by the mountains of the western plains. They were sunny and friendly. These are not.
Tim reached out and touched the rock wall, which was still warm from the sun.
They're only rocks like any others. It's just that nature shaped them differently.
He reassured her.
Quiet there! Get those eyes shut and sleep, or you'll feel my cane.
Three Claws strolled by, swinging his willow withe. He checked that they were still and silent before moving on to join Slagar. The Sly One stood between the rocks, his silken mask making a splash of colour against their dark surface. He turned at Three Claws' approach.
All still?
Aye, they're quiet enough, Chief.
Good. We'll soon be rid of them.
Where is this place you're taking them, Slagar?
Are you questioning me, Three Claws?
The fox asked sharply.
No, Chief. I just can't help wondering when all this marching is going to stop, and when it does, where will we be?
Don't worry, Three Claws. I'll take care of you and the rest. I'm telling you this because I know I can trust you. Listen, mate, you've been the one I could always rely on. Some of those others, especially Halftail and that little Vitch, need watching. Pretty soon now, I'll be gone for a day or two. I want you to do something for me. Keep an eye on them. I'll leave you in charge.
Three Claws felt proud and pleased with himself. He had never heard the masked fox call any beast mate. He felt privileged, standing and talking to the leader as if they were both equals.
Leave it to me, Chief. I'll watch them when you're away. Ha! Halftail and Vitch, a stoat and a rat. Who'd trust them? You need a good, loyal weasel like me.
Slagar patted Three Claws on the back.
You took the words right out of my mouth, Three Claws.
He chuckled.
You're the weasel for me. Listen, when all this is over, I'll need a good fellow at my right paw to share a lot of power and riches. Is it a bargain?
The weasel shook Slagar heartily by the paw.
A bargain, Chief? Rely on me.
I do. Now, go and keep a watch on that lot.
Three Claws saluted smartly and marched off with his head high.
Fool!
Slagar sneered beneath the silken hood as he watched the weasel go. Halftail was slumbering against the bell rock when Slagar stared him. The stoat tried to give the impression that he was alert.
Is that you, Chief? I was just lying quiet here watching the captives,
he pretended.
Good, good. I've often noticed that you're the one who stays awake and keeps a check on things, Halftail.
You have? Oh, yes. Well, some beast has to do it, I suppose.
I know I can depend on you. I often say to myself, it'll be all right for me to take a nap. Half-tails looking after things. Listen to me, my good friend. I'll have to take a short trip soon. I'll leave you in charge here, but don't say anything. I want you to watch Three Claws carefully. He's been getting a bit big for his fur lately. I don't trust him.
Halftail nodded wisely.
Don't think I haven't noticed it too, Chief. Those weasels are all the same. I've never trusted them.
That's because you're like me, Halftail. You've got sense and you're a natural leader. You stick with me, friend, and I'll see that you're well rewarded. I'll take care of you.
Halftail opened his eyes wide.
You mean it, Slager?
Of course I do. Faithful service should always be well rewarded. By the way, have you seen Vitch about?
Yes, he's over there by those bushes.
Right, I'll go and have a word with him. I may need to take him with me for a day or two. Remember now, mouth shut, eyes open. I'm counting on you, Halftail.
You can trust me, Slager.